It's Monday, June 30th, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. Sean Garisebe, social justice activist, questions the fairness of the National Youth Services candidate selection, accusing the process of being manipulated by excluding constituency officers. Garisebe highlights that some of the listed candidates may not be from the constituencies they represent and called for urgent clarity and probe into the NYS selection. The Youth Services Belinda Hambure responds.
We are busy developing a comprehensive response strategy to address the matter in a constructive and transparent manner. While we do not wish to divulge too much information at this stage, it is important just to state that the allegations circulating are not only misleading, but also a misrepresentation of the services mandate.
After residents claimed their electricity units dropped sharply from $48 to $40 for $100, suspicious of an unnoticed tariff increase spread, Lydia Amutenya from the city of Windhoek confirms that no changes have been made as yet, as the new rates still need regulatory approval. She assured the public to rely only on formal announcements regarding any price changes.
We would like to clarify that the city of Windhoek has not yet implemented or effected any electricity tariff increases, while a tariff adjustment has been proposed for the 2025-2026 financial year. It is still subject to approval by the regulator, which is Electricity Control Board. Only once approval is granted will the city of Windhoek officially announce the new tariff rates, including the dates on which they will come into effect.
The Independent Patriots for Change convened their National Executive Committee to reflect on their five-year journey and the outcomes of last year's elections. According to spokesperson Emmanuel Nashinge, the meeting also addressed legal challenges and is paving the way for a strategic approach to the upcoming local elections and party constitutional amendments aimed at long-term growth.
We needed to get an understanding and a position as a political party, which will then help us to start planning our five-year strategic plan, and also to by taking stock, that will also help us and give us an indication as to how best we must prepare ourselves for the November regional and local authority elections.
South Africa's Minister of Police, Senzo Mchunu, has noted with concern some media reports speculating about an imminent arrest of the Police National Commissioner, Fanny Masemola. The ministry spokesperson, Kamegolo Mogotsi, says the police department is not aware of any impending arrest for Masemola. She says they have also noted the response from the Investigating Directorate Against Corruption on this speculation.
We plead with the media to avoid any speculation on this, as speculation of this nature has an adverse impact on the named person and also has the impact of destabilizing the work of the South African Police Service.
Internationally, the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Rafael Grossi, says Iran could be ready to resume enriching uranium for a potential nuclear bomb within months. Speaking to CBS, Grossi confirmed that recent U.S. strikes on three Iranian sites caused significant but not total damage to the country's nuclear capacity. This contradicts U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that Iran's nuclear facilities were completely destroyed. Grossi further stressed that it is inaccurate to say Iran's nuclear capabilities have been wiped out. He warned that Tehran could soon have enough equipment operational to produce enriched uranium again. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.